Actually, during school, I was offered a job by a plastic surgeon here in Scottsdale.
While you're in our program.
While I was in the program.
How did you make that happen so fast? Wow.
I was posting while I was in school, and it's actually a plastic surgeon I'm very familiar with.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome, everybody, to the National Laser Institute podcast. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy. I'm here with Brittany today to learn about your story stepping into this crazy world of cosmetic lasers. How are you doing today, Brittany?
I'm doing great. I worked last night, but I'm doing great.
Awesome. So let's hear your story.
So I grew up in Mesa. I went to Red Mountain High School, and then I did a concurrent nursing program with Mesa Community College and ASU. So I did my bachelor's and associate's at the same time, got it done in 2 years.
Awesome. So how long ago did you become a legal nurse?
About a year ago in August. So August of 2019. So just
congratulations.
Yeah, just a little over my 1 year mark.
You're a new kid on the block. I didn't know that. Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's fun. So when you graduated from nursing school, did you jump into a hospital job or what was the first venture?
I do work at Banner Desert and I'm in the emergency department.
Cool. So you deal with all the serious stuff, like the car accidents and last second emergencies and things like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We get a lot of cool things, especially what a crazy year to be a first time nurse with COVID.
What made you think, I'm going to go take a class in injectables or lasers, I'm going to go do something different or add it to my arsenal? Like, where was your mind going?
So in nursing school, I was in a couple of clubs, and you actually came and spoke at my Student Nurses Association club in Block 1. And I was like, who is this guy with the energy and the charisma and the knowledge? And from there, I had checked out other little places, and I felt like, you know, certifications were wonderful, but I felt like you were like a one-stop shop. I could get it all done. That was the one place I wanted to go to. And you were on my radar for the entire first year of nursing. And I'd been putting it off just because I had wanted to do it. I kept saying I was going to do it. And right. I was just like, this is it. I got to do it. So I signed up and I showed up 2 weeks later.
So when you took the course in National Laser, which program did you take? Which services did you learn?
So I did the 9-day aesthetic RN program. So I did sclerotherapy, PRP, neuromodulators, fillers.
Did you like all the Botox and neurotoxins? And
I did. That truly was my main focus. Right. And I absolutely, learning the fillers was probably one of my favorite things to do. I'm a lips girl and I love the beauty of lips, the symmetry, the many ways you can change people's smile. And it's truly fascinating how much you can do with just Botox or just filler or the combo of both of them.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And before you got in this business, you're probably thinking, okay, it's a beauty business, it's an aesthetic business. But now that you've done it, you're probably realizing after seeing a bunch of patients and clients that most of our patients and clients come to us, yes, they want to look good, but they're coming more for like build their confidence and build their self-esteem and just feel good inside and out, huh?
Absolutely. It's an overall mood booster just from experience of myself. You know, you go in and you have this vision, and when they execute it, you truly just feel like a whole new person. You know, you leave feeling so good, and when people notice, it's such a good feeling. Or even when they don't notice, it's just like those little tweaks that people are like, wow, you're glowing, you look different. And it's that little Botox you got 2 weeks ago, you know, and those little less creases around your eyes. And it's
all right, well, we all want to be glowing, right? We all want to be glowing.
Yeah.
So when did you complete the course?
So I completed end of September. So it's been about a month now.
Okay. And so what's the game plan? What do you want to do? Is this going to be like a side hustle and keep the hospital job, or what's your plan?
So actually during school, I was offered a job by a plastic surgeon here in Scottsdale.
While you're in our program?
While I was in the program.
How did you make that happen so fast? Wow.
I was posting while I was in school, and it's actually a plastic surgeon I'm very familiar with. Uh-huh. And he offered me a position, but unfortunately, he was going to pull me away from the emergency department. And that is something I'm super passionate about, still developing in. I want to be a confident ER nurse before I step away from that.
You want to do both. You want to do both.
I do. I like the luxury of both. I like the rush I get in the ER, and then I like the caring, more intimate aspect you get to have with aesthetics. You get to see that client every 3-4 months. So right. I want to do both. End goal, sure. Nurse practitioner, own practice, rocking, do my own thing.
Look at you, little entrepreneur. I love it.
Yeah.
I know so many nurses that work like 3 12-hour shifts. Let's say they work a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 12s at 36 hours, and they're not working on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then they say, wait a minute, I didn't know I could do Botox as like a side hustle, a day or 2 weeks, some side income. And if they really enjoy it and enjoy the time and the money, they could step away and take 3 hospital days down to 2 or whatever mix they want to do. So that, I mean, there's so many options out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my ultimate goal, is to hopefully end up going part-time hospital and then doing injections part-time as well. Just having the best of both worlds.
Some people are all about the money. Some people are about the passion. Some people like beauty. But what's your motivation?
I am more about like the passion and the feeling that I get when I leave my gal. I want to do that for other people. And I get like the compassion fulfillment from the hospital when we have sick patients and we make them all better and then we send them home. And I'm looking more for of like a bond with my patients whenever it comes to aesthetics. I want to make them feel better. I want them to look forward to seeing me. When people come to the hospital, they don't want to be there. They don't want to see me.
And wait, hold on. So you're saying when you've got a patient in the hospital bed, you're saying you're not exchanging Instagram and Facebooks and having a drink at the bar the same night? That isn't happening?
That is definitely not happening.
Because it does happen in this business. Like, my nurse injectors are friends with their patients. They're friends on social media and they hang out. It's like, it's a different relationship.
It totally is. And I love that. I love that people are shouting out their injectionists and that they're rooting for them and that they're sharing them and that they really want to have that relationship and, you know, spread the wealth, spread the good and the beauty.
Now, you mentioned that you want to evolve to a nurse practitioner. Is there any particular reason you want to evolve? Or
I'm looking forward to having that responsibility on myself, you know, being responsible for my own practice, my own insurance, taking on all that and really being an entrepreneur, having my own business. And at that point, I would obviously step away from the hospital.
For people watching this right now, if you want to be autonomous and have your own practice, you have to get what's called a medical director. A doctor can be the signing party. You know, they can be indirect at their own business. They're the kind of the signing party.
Yeah.
In some states like Arizona, a nurse practitioner like yourself can be that signing party. But in most states, it requires an MD or DO just to sign a piece of paper. You know, maybe they'll charge a fee of $500-$800 a month. Maybe it'll be a friend you barter with. But yeah, that's just the legal requirement for any nurse out there.
Right.
Last year, medical aesthetics was $16 billion annually. And AbbVie just spent $65 billion buying Allergan. And so the market is moving and grooving. So I always tell people, don't get too caught up in the competition. Just go out there and get your piece of the market, grow your business at whatever pace you want to do, and just let it be your baby, you know?
And even the support that you guys gave us afterward, giving us all the resources and people that we can reach out to. I reached out to a couple, and everybody's been so kind, been able to provide like the products they sell and what's accessible.
How did you feel that we did at National Laser during this COVID scenario? I mean, we've got the N95 masks and the shields and the lights, the sanitizer room. Did you feel we did a pretty good job in safety?
Absolutely. It was top notch. Everybody got cute little hand sanitizers. Like you said, we had the masks, we had the shields. Even with the patients coming in, they felt very safe. It was never a question at all. Like sanitization was, again, top notch. And me and my classmates did not think twice about coming to class, or temperatures were taken. We thoroughly enjoyed it and everyone felt very safe. I'm super grateful that I got to go in person. I was super worried that I wasn't going to have the opportunity and it was going to be online, which would have been awesome as well. But I really wanted that hands-on, especially living in Arizona. I had the opportunity. You guys were right there. So I'm super blessed that I got to go in person.
All right, my dear. Well, thank you so much for your precious time. Glad to hear you're enjoying things, and stay in touch. If you ever need any marketing tips and tricks, find me on Instagram. Happy to help you anytime.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.